Scholastic Audio presents Chasing Lincoln's Killer by James L. Swanson. Read by Will Patton. This story is true. All the characters are real and were alive during the great manhunt of April 1865. Their words are authentic. In fact, all text appearing within quotation marks comes from original sources. Letters, manuscripts, trial transcripts, newspapers, government reports, pamphlets, books, and other documents. What happened in Washington, D.C. in the spring of 1865, and in the swamps and rivers, forests and fields of Maryland and Virginia during the following 12 days, is far too incredible to have been made up. From 1861 through 1865, the United States endured a bloody civil war between northern and southern states. The conflict had begun long before over the right to own slaves and states' right to secede, that is, to leave the Union if they disagreed with the government. In the North, where the economy was based on factories and industry, most citizens considered slavery brutal, inhuman, and immoral. In the South, where the economy was dependent on slave labor, citizens believed they should have the right to own slaves. They also believed that if the national government disagreed with that right, southern states had the right to secede. Lincoln, elected president of the United States in 1860, just before the outbreak of the Civil War, held two strong beliefs: that slavery was morally